little and looked up at me.
I'm sorry. It's just that...
He made a frustrated gesture and sighed.
Have you ever heard the saying, one wife, you're happy, two, and you're tired?
I nodded.
Three, and they'll hate each other. Four, and they'll hate you,
Threep finished.
Well, the same thing is doubly true for patrons and their musicians. I just picked up my third, a struggling flautist.
He sighed and shook his head.
They bicker like cats in a bag, worried they're not getting enough attention. If only I'd known you were coming along, I would have waited.
You flatter me, Dan.
I'm kissing myself is what I'm doing.
He sighed and looked guilty.
That's not fair. Saffron's good at what he does. They're all good musicians and overprotective of me, just like real wives.
He gave me an apologetic look.
If I try to bring you in, there'll be hell to pay. I've already had to lie about that little gift I gave you last night.
So I'm your mistress, then? I grinned. Threep chuckled.
Let's not carry that energy too far. I'll be your matchmaker instead. I'll help you toward a proper patron. I know everyone with blood or money for 50 miles, so it shouldn't be that hard.
That would be a great help, I said earnestly. The social circles on this side of the river are a mystery to me. A thought occurred to me. Speaking of which, I met a young lady last night and didn't find out much about her. If you're familiar with the town... I trailed off, hopefully. He gave me a knowing look.
Ah, I assume.
No, I protested. She's the girl that sang along with me, my Aloe. I was just hoping to find her to pay my respects. Three looked as if he didn't believe me, but wasn't going to make an issue of it.
Fair enough. What's her name?
Diane. Threep seemed to be waiting for more. That's all I know. Threep snorted.
What does she look like? Sing it if you have to.
I felt the beginning of a flush on my cheeks.
She had dark hair to about here.
I gestured a little lower than my shoulder with one hand.
Young, fair skin.
Threep watched me expectantly.
Pretty.
I see.
Threep mused, rubbing his lips.
Did she have her talent pipes?
I don't know, maybe.
Does she live in the city?
I shrugged my ignorance again, feeling more and more foolish. Threep laughed.
Ho, ho, ho! You're going to have to give me more than that.
He looked over my shoulder.
Wait, there's Dioc. If anyone could spot a girl for you, it'd be him.
He raised his hand.
Dioc!
It's really not that important, I said hurriedly. Threep ignored me and waved the broad-shouldered man over to our table. Dioc strolled over and leaned against the table.
What can I do for you?
Our young singer needs a little information about a lady that he met last night.
Can't say I'm surprised. There were quite a crop of lovelies out. One or two asked about you.
He winked at me.
Who caught your eye?
It's not like that, I protested. She was the one who sang my harmony last night. She had a lovely voice, and I was hoping to find her so we could do a little singing.
I think I know the tune you're talking about.
He gave me a broad, knowing smile. I felt myself blushing furiously and began to protest again.
Oh, settle down. I'll keep this one between my tongue and teeth. I'll even keep from telling Stanchion, which is as good as telling the whole town. He gossips like a schoolgirl when he's had a cup.
He looked at me expectantly. She was slender, with deep, coffee-coloured eyes, I said before I thought about how it sounded. I hurried on before either Threep or Dioc could make a joke. Her name was Diane.
Ah,
Dioc nodded slowly to himself, his smile going a little wry.
I guess I should have known.
Does she live here?
Threep asked.
I don't believe I know her.
You'd remember,
Dioc said.
But no, I don't think she lives in town. I see her off and on. She travels, always here and gone again.
He rubbed the back of his head and gave me a worried smile.
I don't know where you might be able to find her. Careful, boy. That one will steal your heart. Men fall for her like wheat before a sickle blade.
I shrugged as if such things couldn't be further from my mind, and was glad when Threep turned the topic to appear.